I want to talk not about the Aseres HaDibros, but about Maamad Har Sinai. And just two sentences of introduction. And that is, we think of it as being the content that mattered. Meaning God came to Har Sinai and he gave Aseret HaDvarim. But I don't think that that's the idea we're supposed to have when we read the Psukim. I don't think that's how Rishonim look at it. Is there a backside to any of these?
Yeah.
Okay, except for my... Oh, okay. I don't think that's how Rishonim look at it, and I don't think that's how we're supposed to look at it. Most Chazal talk about it as Maamad Har Sinai. Maamad Har Sinai was much more than just getting Aseres HaDibros. Maamad Har Sinai was a sound and light show. Maamad Har Sinai was supposed to impress upon us certain fundamentals and teach us certain things that may be wholly unrelated to the Aseres HaDibros. Again, I'm not trying to minimize the substance of the Aseres HaDibros. I'm trying to point out the obvious, which is the stuff that went on around Aseres HaDibros was at least as big a deal, and that's what I want to focus on today. We start in the first pasuk. The pasuk describes what happened as follows. Vayomar Hashem el Moshe, Hine anochi ba ilecha be'av he'anan. I will appear to you in what?
Thickness of the cloud.
Excellent. That's as good as we're going to get, right? A very, very thick cloud.
Av mean cloud, though.
Huh?
Av means cloud, no?
Yeah. What?
Like, well, right, avim, but that means thick clouds. Like, I don't think that they, like a mist is not av, but okay. Ba'avur, here's the hard part. The words are easy. Ba'avur yishma ha'am b'dabri imach v'gam b'cha ya'aminu le'olam. Ba'agin Moshe estivei amel Hashem, and Moshe told him that the people want to get the Torah. Those are the words. He's going to appear to him ba'av ha'anan. Why? Somebody take a shot at it. Why? Okay, so that they could overhear the conversation, and then what?
And then they'd believe in Moshe
forever.
Okay, so what's the goal of Maamad Har Sinai? If that's what's going to happen, what's the goal of Maamad Har Sinai? Just changed. No, it's not. It's like Hashem is almost secondary, right? It looks like the focus, at least, is Moshe Rabbeinu. Right? You're confused. Yes, one pasuk at Kriyas Yamsu said, Vayaminu Ba'ashem Moshe Avdo, where Moshe sounds like the throw-in. Here you have, Ba'avu Yishma B'dabri Imach V'gam B'cha Ya'aminu Le'olam. Not V'gam Bi Ya'aminu Le'olam. The purpose of Maamad Har Sinai in the pasuk sounds like Moshe Rabbeinu.
The Vedder says V'gam means it's additional to something else.
Well, I think it's additional that Ba'avu Yishma Ha'am B'dabri Imach. That may be Aseres HaDibros. Right.
That you could say is the part when we experience God speaking. And we know that it's he has a relationship with Moshe this whole time.
Okay, so let's look now to see what the Ramban does with it. Okay, so first it says Ba'av Ha'anan, that's what we translated properly. Hu Ha'arafela Shashem Ha'elokim. That's the place where the Shechina was. Va'akol Ra'inu Makirin Bo. The Ramban wants to let you know, it wasn't just like some cloud. When you saw the cloud that had the Shechina in it, you know, you knew that it was the cloud, right? Like sometimes something hovers in a way that makes it clear that this is something unique. It's not just a regular cloud. Okay, second paragraph. Now, Bavu Yishmaham b'dabri imach, Amar Rabbi Avraham the Ibn Ezra said, Ki hayu b'Yisrael anashim, there were Jews, shehaita lahem hanivua b'safek, that the existence of prophecy was something that they were not sure of. Okay? That's a harsh thing to say. Va'afal pi shekatuv. Now, what's the obvious problem? Marte? Right? The pasuk says, Va'afal pi shekatuv v'yaminu b'ashem Moshe avdo. So what does he do with that? He says, Shem Omar v'yar Yisrael atzayar agidola. So now the Ramban, the Ibn Ezra has a diuk. V'yar Yisrael v'lo kol Yisrael. It means, yes, there were Jews. It kind of undermines the pasuk. We say that pasuk as like a high point. Vayaminu b'ashev Moshe Avdo. This is like, you know, the high point of Klal Yisrael's Amunah. And instead, the Ibn Ezra comes and ruins it for us and says, no, it just means some Jews. Right? So that's a reason not to like it. And as we know already, almost certainly when the Ramban quotes the Ibn Ezra, it's to tell you how much he thinks the Ibn Ezra was wrong. So if you don't like it, bear with me a few more lines. And then the Ibn Ezra has a textual proof. He says, V'zeu she'amru elav, Hayom hazeh ra'inu ki daber akim et ha'adam v'chai. That's the chiddush of Maamar Har Sinai. David Ezra says that apparently it's possible for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to speak to human beings and for the human beings to live. It's interesting to note that you might deny prophecy because you don't believe in it, or because you believe that God is so overwhelmingly holy, or however you do it, that human beings would not survive a conversation with God. Right? You could reject Nevuah because you reject HaKadosh Baruch Hu on some level, or you could reject Nevuah because you think HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so overwhelming that it's simply impossible. Ki lo hayu ma'aminim kein mitchila. So the Ibn Ezra says, "V'zetam bavu yishma ha'am b'dabri imach aseret ha'dvarim v'gam b'cha yaminu she'ata nevi'ai. Ki me'ata yit'amet etzlam inyan ha'nevuah." Okay, so very simply put, the Ibn Ezra says that there were people in Klal Yisrael who doubted the existence of prophecy. And now, the purpose of Maamar Har Sinai was for them to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu speak to Moshe Rabbeinu, and now they would believe prophecy. Okay? So, other than the fact that it's depressing that they didn't believe it till now, it's a pretty fair reading of the Psukim. Again, except for the fact that we would have liked to think that after 10 Makos and Kriyas Yamsuf, that somehow they already, and the Pasuk by Yaminu Bashev Moshe Avdo, you know, it sounds like they had already reached there. So, good news. The Ramban shows up and says what he normally says after he quotes the Ibn Ezra, Ve'inenu nachon. This is wrong. Now, here's interesting. This is not the classic Ramban where he's going to prove to you from Sukkim. The Ramban shows up with a belief, a historical belief, that he just takes as a given. It's a postulate. What does he say? He says, Ki zera Avraham lo yistapku banivua, ki he'eminu ba me'avotam. Anybody? Historical fact. What?
The sons of Avraham never doubted Nevuah.
Jews always believed in prophecy. Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, into Mitzrayim. Again, there's no, but I'm saying what's fascinating is usually the Ramban, you know, he if he's going to disagree with the Ibn Ezra, he's going to tell you because the Pasuk says, here the Ramban just goes for like, the premise is unacceptable. It's well known that Jews always accepted prophecy. Okay? Ukvar Amar Od, now he comes to a Pasuk. But he was honest. He started with the fact that I'm not accepting the Ibn Ezra, full stop. But now you want psukim, I'll give you some psukim. Ukvar amar od vayamein ha'am vayishmu. When Moshe showed up in Mitzrayim, it says that the people believed him. So obviously the people believed in prophecy. Vayaminu bashev Moshe avdo. Right? We saw that already. V'im lo amar sham kol ha'am v'chol Yisrael. Now the Ibn Ezra's last point. When it says vayaminu bashev Moshe avdo, that it doesn't say everybody. He says, Afkango nemar babu yishma kol ha'am. The Ramban says, if every time it says Yisrael, you're going to say it's not everybody. So here it's also not everybody. Okay? So far the Ramban says, we always had Nevuah. The Jewish people always believed in prophecy. And I have psukim to prove it. Okay, but if that's true, the problem is that Ibn Ezra has a great pshat. Other than the fact that Ibn Ezra's pshat is slightly depressing, that we didn't believe till then, it does sound like that's what the pasuk says. So now the Ramban has what I think is an incredibly subtle point, but fantastic. He says, second paragraph, V'hanachon be'einai she'amar. This is what really happened. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe, Ani ba'eilecha be'av he'anan, I'm going to appear to you in a thick cloud, she'tigash ata el ha'arafel, ba'avu yishma ha'am bedabri. First thing is, you're going to now enter the cloud. Everybody's going to watch you. Again, the Ramban is great at this, and maybe we'll see more of this on Thursday. The Ramban actually took time to imagine what this scene at Har Sinai looks like. And by the way, everybody should be doing the same thing. When you read the Psukim in this week's Parsha, you need to imagine like where you're standing. Like what the view of Har Sinai is from your spot. Okay, by the way, did the Jews stand all the way around the mountain or only on one side?
No.
You got to imagine it one way or the other. I'm telling you. When I do it, it's only the front side. Right? Because it wasn't like a, you know, like, I want to say like a concert where it was like a rotating... Huh? No, you can't do Hagba like that. Happy to have people correct me on Thursday and look in Psukim and tell me what they see. But you got to take a position, because when you listen to Kriyas HaTorah, you have to have a view on where you were standing, whether you'd be pushing your way up front, whether you would be in the back. You got to do that. Now, back inside. So the Ramban says, so they're going to watch Moshe Rabbeinu. They're going to watch Moshe Rabbeinu go into the cloud. Second line. V'yihiyu heim atzmam nivim bidvarai. Now the Ramban says, what happens? They're going to hear my words, meaning they will be prophets. Every member of Klal Yisrael who was at Har Sinai was a Navi. Lo she'ya'aminu mipi acherim. They won't have to believe. It's true. Moshe Rabbeinu, the Ramban says, they believed in Nevuah. So what? So Moshe Rabbeinu could have come down from Har Sinai and told them Aseres HaDibros, and they would have believed him. No doubt about it. But the Ramban says, we're beyond belief now. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't want them to believe. He wanted them to what? To experience or to know. Okay? This is not secondhand. This is firsthand.
V'gam b'cha, here's the line, Ya'aminu la'netzach b'chol hadorot.
This is the moment in which B'nai Yisrael, their faith in Moshe changes from faith to knowledge. Okay, this is a critical point. Ramban says, yes, B'nai Yisrael always believed in Nevuah, but they believed in it, right? The way you believe in certain things. But now the Ramban says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided to cross the line from belief to knowledge. They no longer believed in Nevuah. They knew it was possible. Why is it possible? Because I'm a Navi. Because I just heard HaKadosh Baruch Hu speak to me directly. Right? So when you go, you know, it's impossible for somebody to climb that mountain. Well, you could believe that somebody climbs the mountain, or you could go out and climb it yourself. And then you no longer believe it, you know it. Now, why does this matter? Fourth line. V'im yakum b'kirbam navi olcholem chalom kineged divarecha yakchishuhu miyad. And if in the future there will be a false prophet, and the false prophet shows up, and he does miracles, and he does convincing stuff, how will they know that Moshe Rabbeinu was right, and the false prophet is wrong? Well, one possibility is because he's wearing a shirt that says, I'm a Navi Sheker. But assume he doesn't wear that shirt. So how do you know? Because they were at Har Sinai. Because they know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks to Moshe Rabbeinu. Okay? Shekvar, here, listen to this. Shekvar ra'u be'einehem v'sham'u be'oznehem. Because they heard and they saw themselves. Shehaga'at lema'ala ha'elyona b'nevuah. Here, I don't know exactly how to I know how to translate the words. I don't know if what he's saying is that all members of Klal Yisrael at Har Sinai reached Moshe Rabbeinu's level of Nevuah, or they were able to understand that Moshe Rabbeinu had a level of Nevuah that no one else will ever reach. The first way is a huge chiddush. To say that everybody at Klal Yisrael, everybody at Har Sinai experienced Nevuah with the clarity that Moshe Rabbeinu does. Right. Well, it says that there was no person like that, but maybe it happened for an instance. But you're right. Maybe the easier way to translate it is just they understood in that moment that if you were in the cloud, you had an even clearer transmission than them outside of the cloud, and their transmission was pretty clear. Meaning, B'nai Yisrael didn't get a vision that had to be interpreted. They got the words of God. Right? That's a level that most Nevi'im never reached. Right? Most Nevi'im get a vision that they then interpret. So say that for Thursday, because that's a machlokas that we've shown him how many he heard, but I don't think it matters for this conversation. Whether it's 2 or 10, no, it's 2 or 10. So that's not the Ramban sheet, but it fits nicely, right? That they heard 2 with extreme clarity, and then they quit. That's not the Ramban. Okay, now, Yitbarer lahem, I'm on the sixth line towards the end, Yitbarer lahem mimcha mimashe katub, im yen viachem Hashem b'mara ilavet vada b'chalom adaber bo, right? The pasuk is clear, all other Nevi'im had visions. Lochein avdi Moshe b'chol beiti ne'eman hu peh el peh adaber bo, right? Moshe got the actual text. U'lekach amar ba'avu yishma ha'am b'dabri imach. That's why the Torah says that the people should listen. Ki yishma, listen to this. ki yishma devarai mitoch ha'esh v'yadu'u or v'yadu'u she'ani Hashem medaber imcha v'yaminu bidvarai v'gam b'cha le'olam. Meaning, the Ramban knows that they had to have gotten the words in a direct transmission. Why? Because had they just gotten a vision, they could always interpret the vision, you know, to be something else. But if they got the words, then they understand that Moshe Rabbeinu is getting a clear transmission from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'chein ma she'amru hayom hazeh ra'inu ki yidaber Elokim es ha'adam v'chai lomar hinei nitkayem hadavar etzleinu b'ri'iyat einenu kasher haya chefetz Elokim. We no longer believe, we know. Umeyata, if that's the case, this is what Martyr was saying. Kravata, sheyadamu b'cha shehigata l'mala ha'gedula, v'shama kol asher amar Hashem Elokeinu, v'shamanu mipicha v'yasinu. Once they knew that Moshe Rabbeinu was a true prophet, it didn't matter if they heard directly from Moshe or from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because they knew they were getting a direct transmission. So they said, whether they said it after number 2 or they said it after number 10, Kravato Shema, we don't have to listen to God anymore, because we know that what you say is His words, word for word. Okay? Shekva ne'emana nevuatcha ki hi ha'elyona al kol ha'neviim. We now, your prophecy is now revealed to be absolute truth. Just back up for a second so I can see. So here's the point. And we talked about it on Shabbos. The difference, I talked in my group, but it came up, the difference between belief in God and knowledge of God's existence. Right? So here you have the exact model. You know, we all fluctuate between some level of belief and some level of knowledge. It always seemed to me that Moshe Rabbeinu had absolute knowledge of God's existence. I don't think Moshe Rabbeinu ever got tzchar for belief in God, because he didn't believe in God. He knew God the way we know each other. Okay? We live on the bottom end of that spectrum, relying more on belief than on knowledge. And, you know, sometimes you have higher levels of belief, closer to to knowledge. Sometimes you're closer to the belief side. Here, the Ramban uses that model and says the same thing about Nevuah and about Moshe Rabbeinu. He says, unlike the Ibn Ezra, Klal Yisrael always believed Moshe was a Navi. And Klal Yisrael believed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to Moshe. But they believed it. They didn't know it. Maimon Har Sinai was there for them to know directly as a fact in a way that no human being would know since then. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not only that HaKadosh Baruch Hu communicates with Moshe, that's one level of Nevuah, but that HaKadosh Baruch Hu communicates with Moshe panim el panim, word for word, with the clarity that you and I communicate to each other. That's a huge madriga. And to not just believe in that, but to know that as a fact, that's a big deal. And by the way, that's not independent of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Obviously, if you know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks to Moshe, you have a level of knowledge of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's existence, you know, that you wouldn't have before. Those two things go hand in hand. So, in the Ramban's reading, obviously the substance of Maimon Har Sinai mattered a lot. But perhaps as importantly, or even more importantly, was the direct experience of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Shekhinah, and the direct transmission of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's words to humanity in a way that had never happened before and never happened since. Okay? That's the main point. I want to do one more tiny Ramban because I think it's fascinating. It'll take a second. God is giving Moshe Rabbeinu instructions for how Har Sinai should look. Nobody could go on the mountain. Lo tiga bo yal ki sako yisakel o yaro yare in behema imish lo yichla yichya. When can you go on the mountain? Bimshoch hayovel heimo ya'alu vahar. What's a yovel? A shofar. Okay, bimshoch hayovel, when the shofar blows, then that's a sign that the ceremony is over and everybody can go on the mountain. Okay, look at the Ramban. Bimshoch hayovel heimo ya'alu vahar. He's going to quote Rashi, quote in the Medrash. Who shofar shall ayil? First of all, what makes the sound of the horn? It's the ram's horn. And it's not just any ram's horn. The shofar elo shel Yitzchak haya. It was which ram's horn?
Yitzchak's ram's horn.
Yitzchak had his own ram? Huh? Right. At Akedat Yitzchak, when they didn't sacrifice Yitzchak, they took an ayil. That was the ram's horn that was sounded. Now, obviously, you could understand the pasuk without that that medrash, right? So the Ramban says, first thing, v'lo avinu sizeh, I don't understand. The Ramban has an interesting question. He has a technical question. Ki elo shel Yitzhak ola yikrivoto. The Isle of Yitzhak was sacrificed as an ola. Va'akranim va'atflafim ha'kol nisraf ba'olot. Right? It would not have survived. It would not have survived. But the Ramban's not joking. And this is the point I want to make. The Ramban is bothered by this. A, it's obviously not pshat, but okay. But B, even on the medrash level, it seems difficult for him because because it should have been burnt. So now the Ramban, again, the Ramban takes it seriously. He says, Ulai gaval hakadosh baruch hu afar karno vehechziro l'masha haya. After they burned it, God could have picked up the ashes and refashioned a ram's horn out of it. And now you have the ram's horn of Yitzchak, even though it had been burnt. When the Ramban says, aval, he doesn't want to go that way. Aval lefi da'ati ha'agada hazo yesh lo sod. Ramban says, but he thinks that this agada has a secret. Now, I'm not going to pretend to understand the rest of this Ramban, but I'll read it, and then I'll just make a point, not that I understand it. Va'amru shezeh hakol hu pachad Yitzchak. The sound of the shofar at Har Sinai recalled, the pachad Yitzchak. By the way, what is pachad Yitzchak? Does anybody know? No. The footnotes, Chevelle, I looked it up, says, it's Vayecharad Yitzchak Charada Gidola Ad Ma'od. When did he do that? When he gave the bracha to Esav. Right? That's an unbelievable thing. V'lakach amar Vayecharad Kol Ha'am Hashem B'machaneh. That same fear. V'lo Hisigu Dibur B'Gvura Hazot Zulati Kol. And at this point, they didn't understand anything. They just had an overwhelming sense of fear. Again, everybody could try to figure out what they can from this line of the Ramban. I want to make a different point, which is the Ramban takes seriously a medrash that he disagrees with. It's not pshat, but the Ramban thinks that there's a sod behind the pasuk that needs to be understood. Meaning, can you read this pasuk and understand it without any reference to Yitzchak Avinu? Absolutely. Right? Does the reference to Yitzchak Avinu help me understand what happened in Maamar Har Sinai on the pshat level? Absolutely not. And the Ramban has reason not to trust the Medrash. But on the other hand, this is like a good example of multiple levels of meaning. The Ramban says, it's not the pshat. Okay, now let me suggest to you what it might be. And when you can reach a level where that kind of depth of meaning is in the pasuk, even though we never see it. Right? We're so into when we do Rambans, and it's true. We want to know Pshat. And there's a real beauty to that, and the Ramban wants to know Pshat. But the Ramban also understands things on multiple levels, and the Ramban says, don't be so quick to dismiss this medrash, oh yeah, it's something I learned in kindergarten, that the ram's horn was the ram's horn of Yitzchak. He says, don't be so quick to dismiss it, even though there's good reason to dismiss it, because the ram's horn of Yitzchak should have been burnt up. By the way, all the Achronim debate this issue. But to me, the beauty is the Ramban then comes back and says, no, and he gives you a hint at something that I think if we thought about it long enough, it would bring depth to the meaning of what happened at Maamar Har Sinai. Why the fear that he gave the bracha to the wrong people? I was thinking maybe the people feared that they were unworthy of the bracha. There's a whole deep message here, which is well beyond what we could discuss here, but which the Ramban think exists even after you understand Pshat. Okay, we'll reconvene on Thursday. Shkach.
Maybe it has something to do with that.